We present part three of A Change in the Weather, an unlikely adventure for radio by Eric Pringle. Our heroic villains, Jiffy Perkins and Burka Madrid, are now on the run, not only from the police and the underworld Big Boss, but also from Henrietta and Louise, two Shropshire ladies, who, like them, are seeking sanctuary in the Lake District. They're at risk too, extreme risk, from the ruthless City Nigel, who has been recruited by BB to track down the traitors who robbed him, retrieve the loot, and bring Jiffy and Burko's days in the sun and rain to an abrupt and horrible end. And there's Detective Sergeant Digley of Keswick, CID, scouring Lakeland for anything that looks suspicious and cockney at the same time. We left Jiffy and Burko fleeing Henrietta and Louise, and their own imaginations, in a rowing boat across Derwent Water.
Hey, what are you doing? Slow down!
I'm scared!
You can't row faster than them! Slow down, Burko! Take it easy! I can't swim! You're rocking the boat!
Meanwhile, Detective Sergeant Digley, in hot pursuit of his inquiries, visits a confectioner shop in Cow Row, Keswick.
Goodbye. Thank you very much, Mr. Pringle. Bye-bye. See you. Can I help you, madam?
Oh, yes. Good morning. I think I've made my mind up. Could I have some soda water?
Of course you may.
Observe, Detective Sergeant Digley. Look at these two. Confectioner Sam, Brown Sam, the Cumbrian from the Khyber, a present from India to Keswick for services rendered during the Raj, and his customer. Look at her. Tourist, 60 if she's a day, plaits and shorts and a bum like El Velin. They don't care. Stick a fell in front of them and they're anybody's. And she's buying mint cake. Observe it, Digley. Take it all in. Observation is the key to success. We've been taken over by off-comers.
Well, thank you, madam, so much. Bye-bye. Excuse, please, the interruption, Sergeant Digley. Unfortunately, I still do not know how to answer you. All the time you ask me questions, and always I try to answer you.
Good man, but I want you to succeed.
Oh, I cooperate to the best of my ability because I am a citizen, am I not? And because I am a good citizen, I try to make sense of your questions. But please believe me, Sergeant, that is a very difficult thing to do. For example, you ask me, have I seen Londoners? And I say, yes, there are many Londoners in Keswick. They come every day to see our beautiful scenery.
Our scenery?
I live here, Sergeant. These are my mountains too.
All right, but don't get too smart, Indian Jones. I'm not talking about any old cock and bull Londoners. Special Londoners.
Special?
Special for any reason. Special in the way they walk, talk, spend their money. Special because they're furtive. Special because they nick people's wives.
I do not think so. And I am glad. Those would be people to run from, not towards.
Some of us don't get the option, Sam. And some of us don't want to because some of us bear a grudge, see?
My name is not...
I mean special in the way they look like this.
Why did you not say you had photographs?
To make it easy for you. Have you seen these men?
Well, these do not look special to me, Sergeant. These do not look like wife stealers to me. Whose wife would they steal? Which husband would be so stupid as to turn his back?
Cut the performance, Sam. This is no Indian rope trick. This is serious. Have you seen these men?
I do not think so.
You don't think so? You've got a problem, you know that, don't you? You've got curried eyes. Have you any idea how many shopkeepers, hoteliers, guest house proprietors and barmen have told me that?
Have a toffee, Sergeant.
Thanks, I will. Listen to that lunatic, I'll have him. I bet he's a bloody Londoner.
That I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her whenever I go.
Love all you weird. I suppose she's in the same. You don't mind me talking, boatman. What is your name again?
Brian.
Brian what?
Just Brian. Look, lady, I...
Louise is my name. You can the coy if you wish. I don't mind.
Hey.
Well, I just wanted to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah, I'll get like that.
It's Louise Bucknell, actually. I live in Church Stretton.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it, Brian?
No.
Well, anyway, I live there with my husband, Stephen. Only Stephen. We have no children, unfortunately. Oh, fortunately, as it turned out. Well, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. You're not very busy today.
No, it's too cold on the water. It's windy. It's terrible out there. Wish I was in a calf.
Perhaps we might have a coffee together sometime in a calf.
Hey?
I meant just for company. Talking.
Oh, yeah. I've got to get on now.
Sometimes one needs to talk. But you can't talk to a wall. You need a person.
I shouldn't be talking to you.
Why is that?
Dunno.
Because you're working, I expect. Can't be seen chatting up women. Oh. Well, thank you for listening.
Well, it's all right.
It's Henry. She's my friend, Brian.
Oh, friends is nice.
There you are, darling. Oh, hello, Brian. I've just been speaking to your friend.
Friend?
The waiter at the Rockwater Hotel. He's such an agitated man.
Yeah, he's not my friend.
Isn't he? Well, I thought... Oh, well, doesn't matter. Well, come on, Lou, let's get on with the day. We haven't many left and we're still seeking that adventure.
What a place. Bracken and moss and rock. Nature in the raw. It's hardly Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Ordnance survey maps bear no resemblance to street plans. There are no names to go by. Where on earth... Yes. This must be it. Honister Pass. And just look at it. Snaking up between those crags. All that scree. I'd hate to be here in a storm. Then it's down into Borrowdale, and so to Derwentwater and Keswick. It's time to report again to the boss. Our two friends... could be anywhere, B.B.
And probably are. Maybe we're barring up the wrong tree. Barring? What's he on about? You're better off in your cosy club drinking whiskey and reading your correspondence than rotting in this wilderness. The chase is rocky, B.B., with mountains and rivers and waterfalls. We're hunting in the wild like those Western movies I watched as a kid. Makes sense, Nigel, for God's sake. I'm paying you good money, ain't I? The trail has led to the Lake District. What the hell would Jiffy Perkins and Burko Madrid go to the Lake District for? Nigel's lost his marbles.
John, gather the boys. We got a journey to make. Get me a coat and some boots and waterproof bazookas. Lakes, waterfalls, we'll drown them.
This water's freezing. A pool to turn a man to stone. Roll over, Beethoven. This is brass monkey pastoral. I'm a poor little lamb who's gone astray. Ba, ba, ba.
And ba to you too, darling.
Where did you spring from?
Out of stone. I'm a Lakeland rock fairy, and so's my friend. Come here, Lou.
Who's that?
Who are you?
Name's Nigel.
Oh.
Buzz off. I haven't any clothes on.
We can see that. Do you usually bathe naked in clear mountain pools?
Maybe he's a merman. Are you?
I... I thought I was miles from anybody.
You're never alone in the lakes, darling. There are walkers everywhere. Unless the weather takes a turn for the worse, of course, and then everybody shoots off home, leaving you lost among the crags.
Ladies, it's freezing in here.
Are your parts icing up?
Henry!
I'm coming out.
Oh, let's go, Lou. I couldn't stand the shock.
Don't go yet.
Why?
You can help me. Go to my clothes, please.
Oh, yes.
They're beside the motorcycle.
Is this a trick, darling?
Do you want us to throw them to you in the water?
You see the leather jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Look in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The right pocket. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. There's two photographs.
Yes, I see them.
Take them out. Look at them.
Shut up, Lou. Don't say a word. We're looking.
Have you seen those two men anywhere about? While you've been walking, perhaps?
Henry, be quiet.
Who wants to know?
I do.
Why?
They have a surprise coming. I'm a solicitor. I administer estates, that sort of thing. And these two men are beneficiaries in a rather large will. I'm trying to trace them.
We haven't seen them.
Henry.
What about your friend?
No. I haven't seen them either.
We'll put the photographs back.
All right, thank you.
We'll go now. Then you can get out of the pool before your parts become stalactites.
They have already.
Goodbye, Nigel.
Goodbye, ladies.
Goodbye. Why didn't you tell him?
Because he can't be what he says. Whoever heard of a motorcycling nude bathing solicitor? But the photographs, Lou.
The boatman.
And the waiter at our hotel. They look different, of course, with a moustache.
And a grizzly beard.
But it's them, all right. And they do know each other.
Yes.
Oh, that was such a cock and bull story, wasn't it? I wonder what Nigel really wants them for. There's something fishy. I can smell it.
This is exciting.
It's a mystery, darling. A small adventure at last. Nigel could be a policeman.
He didn't seem like a policeman.
Nor do some policemen, darling.
Record of observations made by Detective Sergeant Dickley while working on the Brixton Bank job watch. No lead so far. Proceeding to hotels in porting scale to interview waiters and porters and upstairs maids, etc., etc. There, that'll do for now. A full record of the sniffings of a first-class police dog, so that even God Almighty can't complain. They reckon 3 million people visit Cumbria in a year. Look at this lot. Listen to them. Every shape and size of body swathed in hiking boots and anoraks, sucking fishermen's friends, strapped into rucksacks, clutching maps in polythene bags against the rain. It's like a regimental uniform. A universal fancy dress. The Lake District is a flaming transit camp. You'd think half the population of the country, let alone London, was passing through. Trotting up a few fells and dipping in tarns on the way. They're all barmy. Fitness freaks. Earth worshippers. Daffodil daft. Wordsworth has a lot to answer for. I'd like to strangle the lot. But I've only got license for two. Or three at the most. But how do you find 3 cockney needles in a haystack that covers 900 square miles? That's if they're here, which I doubt. 2 scared rabbits and a fox. If they have any sense at all, they'll be snug in their concrete burrows under the East End.
Hey, you! I'll have that bastard for breakfast. Who is it?
It's me, Bert Bryan.
Oh, not again. Come in. Get in.
Hello, Jiffy.
Lonely again, are we?
Don't be mad, Jiffy.
Where to come?
Mad? Why should I get mad? Just because you can't do anything right? No wonder your wife ran away with the dustman.
Shh. Nah. I was scared. Our pictures was on the telly.
What?
Yeah, you and me, mug shots. Straight up, descriptions and all. Believed to be hiding in the northwest, it said. Well, that's where we are, isn't it?
That's where we are. Well,
I come to tell you about it.
Yeah, well, I might as well tell you now. We're in the dailies, too. Look. What?
No. No, I don't like to see it.
Yeah, fame at last, Berko.
I don't want it.
Oh. Look, I'm sorry I shouted at you. Yeah.
How'd they find out?
Well, it must have been that driver at Victoria Coach Station. He knew me. I could tell by his eyes shifting.
We'll give him the balls.
Yeah, well, that isn't all.
There's more.
Yeah, listen to this. Yeah. This is the personal column. BJ... Our heroes climb the highest mountain and will follow sign DJ. There.
Sign DJ. Yeah. Jiffy.
Don't you understand who it's for?
No.
Who it's from? BJ. That's us. Burgo, you, and Jiffy, me.
Oh, well, could be. Maybe.
It is. BJ, our heroes climb the highest mountains. Well, we're surrounded by bloody mountains here. Yeah. And we'll follow sign DJ. That's Deirdre and Jean.
Who?
Our wives.
Oh. Got it? But Deirdre's got another bloke. She left me.
Yeah, that was before. You were worth £500,000. I mean, Jean hated my guts, but money talks, Burko. Money shouts. Money's turned us into heroes and our fan clubs after us.
I don't like that, Jiffy.
Well, there's something else.
It's more? What, worse?
Much worse.
Oh, jeez.
Now, here. This is the local paper. It has a personal column, too. Here. JB, the catcher, is coming, and so am I, signed BB.
BB?
BB. You're catching on. JB is you and me, and a catcher is coming for us.
BB's catcher?
Too right. And BB is coming himself. Sending his orc first to pounce on the vermin and layers at his feet, so help me.
Cool.
They're both coming, Burgo. God Almighty and his angel of death.
An angel?
And they know where to come. This is the local paper and they're coming here.
Shh. Oh, well, I've been worried, Jiffy, all this time. But now I'm sick. I wish we'd stayed in a bank with Billy when he took bad.
Yeah, I wish I'd gone straight.
Yeah, yeah. We shouldn't have run with the money.
I get carried away. Why didn't you stop me?
Oh, Miss London.
Yeah, so do I. These mountains hang over you. They make you feel small.
Deirdre and Jean didn't even like us.
It's just the money, Burko, and that's sad, really.
Oh, well, they can go to hell. We got each other.
Yeah, and £1 million. Oh, and BB and his catcher closing in. Well, we're not running yet.
Not running? And we? Well, I don't understand, Jiffy. Well, to be honest, I don't understand hardly anything.
Look, we made a plan. It was a good plan. I think we should stick it out until we're sure it isn't working. Hey, maybe they're bluffing. Huh? Trying to panic us into running so they'll see us move. Maybe those messages are in local papers all over the place. Maybe they don't know where we are at all. Yeah, we just got to keep our integrity.
Yeah, integrity. Have we?
Our bottle.
Oh.
Come on, let's get some fresh air. Yeah, we'll get out of town.
Yeah.
Come on,
Burko.
These pine trees smell like logs on the fire at Connie's Club. I wish I was there right now.
Burko! Brian!
Where the hell's he got to? Oh, no. Rain. Oh, that's all we need. Now the weather's going off. We've been lucky so far, but there's a change coming. And that bird has got himself lost. Oh, he's as dark as a brush. Still, he's loyal, and there's not a lot of that around. Not around me, at any rate. I'll miss him when he's not here.
Jiffy!
Oh, where the hell have you been?
Are you there, Jiffy? Here! I couldn't see ya.
Yeah.
These trees are thick. I got lost, Jiffy. I took a shortcut up some rocks and I got stuck. I'm afraid of heights.
You get vertigo?
No, I get dizzy.
Why the hell didn't you tell me that before we came to mountains? How can you have mountains without heights?
Well, I didn't know. I've never been on a mountain before. Sorry, Jiffy.
Well, I'm sorry. Seems we're both learning about ourselves. I find I'm allergic to rain.
Bless you.
It's cold rain here. Aunt Ada never said it would be like this.
And them jaws of Borrowdale, Jiffy. I look down the lake at them all day. They give me the dead spoon.
Oh, come on, let's walk before we catch cold. I suppose this place is all right. I mean, it must be us. I don't think we're suited to it. We're like fish out of water.
Well, only we're in the water, ain't we? In the speeding rain.
I am sick of these trees.
Ah, trees is all right. Get trees in Spain, you know. Forests.
But we keep seeing the same trees over and over. I think we're lost again.
Yeah. I didn't want to say.
Cold, wet and lost. And people come here for holidays.
Being lost scares me, Jiffy.
And me. That's because we're not used to this terrain. What? I mean, street traffic and corner shops, that's us. And supermarkets and Connie's club lit up in the gloom, eh? Hey, what the hell's that?
Shall we hide?
What, and get more lost? 12 it, Burko. We'll brazen it out.
Oh, I'm tired.
I want you to love me.
Who's here? Both together.
Little and Marge.
Abbott and Costello.
Laurel and Hardy.
Bill and Ben.
Ah, let the fire pot me.
Very funny.
Well, you do look a sight.
Well, we're lost. That is, he's lost and I'm lost. We just met back there in the trees. But we're both lost.
Well, well.
We're not lost. Are we, Henry?
No, we're not lost.
Shall we help them, Henry? Be their guides.
Girl guides? Why not? Mm-hmm. Come on, you two. Best feet forward. We'll set you in the right direction. Then you can go your separate ways again. And may the best man win.
Best man win.
Now, hold on. But they're going to help us, Jeff. Joe. Who are? The girls.
Why? What's in it for them?
How extraordinary.
They're just helping.
It's our good deed for the day.
Are you worried we'd lead you into a trap?
Why do you say that?
Why do you think?
What sort of trap?
A gin trap. Oh. What a suspicious man you are. But I understand. Nobody ever helped me either.
Huh?
Trust me. Come on.
What do you say, Joe?
Oh, all right.
Good. March on, darlings. Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to what we go. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Lou is loyal.
Oh, nice.
She's a real friend. Most people I find are selfish, unfaithful, nasty.
Yeah. Mm.
They kill you little by little.
Or all at once.
Well, now we've exchanged confidences and are no longer strangers, we might even be on the way to becoming friends.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. We met a man in a pool. He was asking about you.
No. So it was true.
He had your photograph.
Oh.
Without the moustache. And your friends without the beard. He spoke like a Londoner. Educated. And he had a motorcycle. Said he was a solicitor.
City Nigel?
Yes, Nigel. That's his name.
B.B. St. City Nigel? But Brian... Brian! Brian!
He comes like a Bombay duck with his feathers ruffled. Oh, come in, Sergeant Digley.
I was on my way to Grange when you called, Sam. I was going hunting.
like a hawk, like a falcon, Diggly the eagle searching for his prey. I hope you're not about to throw me a duff worm.
Not at all, Sergeant. I toss you human bait.
I'm not a cannibal.
No. Nevertheless, there was a man in here this morning buying sweets. May I see those photographs again, please?
Here. They're getting crumpled, worn with grubby fingers. Well?
I'm not sure.
Cretin.
How kind. It could be this one.
Madrid.
A most big man indeed. But he has a beard.
He could have grown a beard.
He wanted toffees. He paid with a £20 note. This 20, I kept it for you.
I'll check it up. You realise, of course, that buying toffees is not in itself evidence of a criminal nature.
They were brown toffees. As brown as me, Sergeant. It's suspicious, therefore.
You sending me up?
Another man came in later. He was looking for them too.
Looking for toffees?
Looking for villains, Sergeant. He had photographs. The same photographs.
What was he like?
30s. A pinstripe suit. Motorcycle helmet.
Motorcycle? That speed maniac! Who the hell is he?
Here's the lake, Joseph.
How nice.
This is Derwentwater. You're almost at Grange, so you're not lost anymore, are you?
No.
Keep the water on your left, and eventually you'll come to Keswick. Well, we're off for more walkies. Come on, Lou.
Goodbye, Boatman Brian.
Yeah, cheers, Louise.
Goodbye, darling.
Yeah, cheerio, and thank you.
Anytime.
If we can help somebody as we pass along, then our lives shall not be.
Yeah, they're all right, them two, aren't they?
Well, I don't trust them. Hey, Burgo.
Yeah.
City Nigel. What did we ever do to deserve him? He's a shark on a motorbike, the coldest, most ruthless fish in the world. Mm. Oh, this is getting out of hand. Everybody's moving in and we're being pushed out. It ain't fair. All these people after us just because Billy died.
Oh, I miss Billy.
But we have to stick it out. We'll win in the end. Courage brings rewards.
You sure?
Yeah. Trust me.
I do. Of course, we're friends, that's why. But oh, Jiffy. City Nigel!
Oh, dear. The hounds have the scent and are yapping at the heels of our two foxes. Who will get to them first? Will it be the indefatigable, vengeance-is-mine, saith Sergeant Digley? Or will B.B. sort out the sheep from the lambs and track down City Nigel? And will Nigel get to write the last climactic bars of his killer's concerto? And just how deeply embroiled in the fate of our foxes are Henrietta and Louise getting? And can they survive it, Will everybody climb a mountain and fall off? Next time, fate begins to catch up with Jiffy Perkins, played by Peter Craze, and with Burko Madrid, played by John Hollis. And Henrietta and Louise, played by Dillis Lay and Polly James. City Nigel is played by Philip Sully, B.B. by William Simons, The Shopkeeper by Amajit Dew, and Detective Sergeant Digley by Trevor Nichols. A Change in the Weather is written by Eric Pringle and directed by Ian Cottrell.